As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Ah, yes, it is that time of the week. A Fransky Friday on the Midday Show. Scott, brought to you by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phillies get a split against the Giants and welcome in the Marlins this weekend. Scott, how you doing?
Scott.
I'm doing great. What a gorgeous day outside.
Yes, it is. Finally, Scott, not Scott. I've gotten a lot of heat for this, man, but I want to ask you because you're our baseball expert.
Okay.
How much does the cold weather how much can the cold weather factor in to the way a team plays at this time of year?
Well, it can factor into how a team plays, how individual players play. But obviously, both teams are playing in the same elements at the same time.
That ain't really helping me out.
No, I know. I know it's not helping you out. But I mean, again, if it was 30 degrees for the Phillies and 80 for the Giants.
That's up there. I got you.
Yeah. So, again, every player is different. Every player is, individual, and everybody's got their preferences or whatever. Might have a tough day, bad day, good day, whatever. So, again, the elements are the same for both sides. You just got
to suck it up, I guess.
Yeah. You got to suck it up and do it.
They would call me a company man, Scott. That kind of.
You were being
and
like,
I,
you
Scott,
were.
But here's the thing, Scott. I didn't play for the Phillies. I was just trying to let people know that the weather could potentially affect somebody.
Yeah, I mean, that sentence alone, you're right. You are right. The weather can affect someone, and it might affect another player A more than it affects player B.
Yeah, and we see that in April a lot with certain players, Scott, whether it be hitters or pitchers. We'll get to one of those pitchers. Scott, let's start with the good, because last week, since we last spoke, has been up and down. Some good, some not so good. Let's start with the very good, and that's Christopher
Sint. Yeah, where are you, Joe? Are you on full panic button right now?
Yesterday. That was yesterday.
No, that was yesterday. They won yesterday, so he's good now. He's good.
Oh, he's dialed it back today.
Yeah. I feel great right. Today, Scott. We're off a win. I mean, that changes everything. Scott, let's talk about the good, which is Christopher Sanchez. He's picked up, really, really left off last year, but maybe even better. Yesterday, he was excellent, and Scott, they needed it, and he's 4-0 now after losses. He's been everything I think people anticipated coming out of spring training. What would you notice yesterday? Why was he so good for in your eyes yesterday?
Well, I mean, the fastball changeup combo had him. Maybe the shadows played into that some too. I'm not sure, but it was a good changeup. I think he's still going to keep working on that slider, refining it. But as a 1-2 punch. The fact that his velo is up on the fastball, and he had we've seen games where he has to sort of search for the changeup a little bit. He doesn't have a great feel for it right away. But yesterday it was there from the very beginning. And, Giants definitely rested a couple of guys that, would normally be in the lineup. But Sanchez is really good. And I didn't even realize this, but the Phillies have now won 11 straight games that he started going back to last year. And, I mean, That doesn't happen unless you're giving them a chance to win every single time out. Doesn't mean he's going to win. Doesn't mean they're going to take the long road to get there. But they're winning every time he goes to the mound. And that says a lot about a starting pitcher to me and the quality, you know, night in and night out that he's putting up there.
Yeah, he's been great. That's a long stretch there of wins. All right, let's talk about the inverse, and we kind of had some fun with it with the weather from the other night, which is Aaron Nola. So it's the opposite so far. They haven't won his starts. He's struggled so far this year. Velocity down, the command and the control, which is not typical for him. That's been a lot of walks, including guys being walked in. He seemed very upset about that after the game. Scott, how concerned should we be with Nola? How concerned are you? I mean, I didn't anticipate he was going to stay a number two starter around that range his entire contract, but I think we thought maybe it'd be a more steady level off. It looks like he's fallen from where he was a few years ago, but doesn't mean he can't figure it out. What do you think about Nola so far and where he's headed?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't bet against him figuring it out necessarily. I mean, his velocity is down, which is one thing, but the command for me, you know, he can pitch at 89 to 91. If his command is on, he can do that. And he's smart enough. He knows, you know, where to locate. It's just a matter of executing how to locate. So I think if that kind of comes back, then I wouldn't have any long-term concerns. I mean, I've asked the question, pardon me, a few times just to make sure, you know, like, hey, there's nothing going on, right? Like, there's no health concern at all. I mean, this is just a guy who has come out of spring training and the velo's down a little bit. Sometimes they can find little mechanical tweaks that might help, and maybe there's some thought to search for that. But again, for me, I'm not overly concerned about him at this point. You're certainly in a better spot now than you were a couple of years ago because of the emergence of Christopher, the acquisition of Luzardo. I mean, your rotation's just flat out deeper, so. But, yeah, I wouldn't be overly concerned at the moment.
Scott Fransky with us here, Fransky Friday. Scott, the lineup changed from the last time we talked, right? I think it was right after we spoke, that Friday game in St. Louis. They put Stott at the top, and we've seen that now a little bit against right-handed pitching. What's your thought on it? I mean, it does seem like they're getting pretty good results. I didn't look at Stott before last Friday and say he should be the leadoff hitter, but maybe it just works out where Schwarber gets to protect Harper, and then this is the way they kind of run their lineup against righties. Now, what have you thought of the week-long experiment so far with Stott leading off against righties?
You know, I don't mind it. I like the idea that Stott and Turner 1-2 have a little speed up there, you know, can generate some stuff. Whichever one gets on, right? It's not always going to be one or the other or both. But if they get on, they can do some stuff. They were obviously in a spot there where they had to find somebody who was going to bat behind Harp, who was going to be able to protect Harper and make sure he got some pitches to hit. And I think we're seeing that he is. It's kind of interesting that, you know, Kyle still drawing walks. I know he had two hits yesterday, but before that, you know, he was hitting a buck 80 or something like that over the last 8 or 9 games and only really driven in one run. As soon as he gets in that, you know, middle part of the order, which, you know, go figure. But it would not surprise me if Castellanos were to keep hitting well. It would not surprise me if they tried it again with Schwarber at the top and Castellanos hitting fourth, Harper hitting third. You know what I mean? It wouldn't shock me. Now, again, I don't mind Harper, Schwarber back-to-back. Doesn't bother me at all, you know, in terms of two left-handed hitters there. Doesn't bother me at all. Maybe there's going to be a rare left-hander out there that you don't want to see that against, but all in all, it doesn't bother me.
Scott, you got to see the Giants this week. It was a good series back and forth, and trends are starting to form. I know it's really still early in the season, but that NL West is really good, Scott. I know before the season we said, you know, the NL East, would we get two teams in? Would we get three? Scott, what's your thought after seeing the Giants? I know the Dodgers were here a couple weeks ago. Do you think the situation in the NL might be a little different than we thought, where that West is really now the strongest division, and it maybe changes the importance of winning the NL East because maybe there's not two available wild cards out of this same division, maybe not even one available wild card?
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I'm not overly impressed right now with the starting pitching of either the Giants or the Dodgers. I haven't seen the Padres. I mean, again, the Giants were winning a lot because of timely hitting and bullpen. That's how they've been winning, not with their starting pitching. Now, does that mean they're not going to – their starters aren't – they're good. They're solid. But I mean, they might be a factor, but I don't love either of their rotations right now. I'd certainly take the Phillies in a heartbeat over anything those guys, you know, in terms of a 1-5 or 1-6 at this point.
Scott, let's talk about the center field situation. Marsh banged up a little bit. Seems like maybe potentially sprained knee, but they don't think it's super serious at this moment. We've seen Rojas out there now because he's had to be, and they trying to give Marsh a couple days earlier this week. Do you think at some point here the conversation around Justin Crawford's going to pick up, or is that a matter of, hey, it's got to be when he's ready, not because the Phillies have a potential need in center field?
Yeah, you're not going to see Justin Crawford come up until they think he's ready. It's not going to be like, oh, we're just going to call him up to stop gap something. I think he's still a ways away from everything I've heard. That's not the name you should be thinking about right now. And again, down the road, absolutely, they think he's a really good player and has a big league future. But I don't think that's what they're thinking of right now. I mean, I think they're still looking at Marsh and Rojas as their center field. They're just trying to figure out how to make it work, right? And that might take time in the minors for either one of them to figure it out, right? At a certain point, guys get buried and they need to be able to breathe. And it might take removing them from the bright lights and the pressure and all that. It may not. It depends on the player, and it depends on what the staff thinks would be best for that player. But I think right now the idea is still that they're going to find a way to make those guys work. If they can't, you know, later on down the road, maybe Crawford's ready. Maybe that's a possibility. But I don't think that's in the near term. I don't think that's something anybody should be thinking about right now.
Good stuff, Scott. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll be listening tonight as Miami is in before you guys head up to play the Mets on Monday. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, and have a happy Easter, man. Have a happy Easter.
Hey, same to you. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Happy Easter, Scott. There we go. Scott Fransky with us on a Fransky Friday. So he says don't look for Crawford anytime soon, but that was interesting that maybe at some point either Marsh or Rojas need some time in AAA to kind of get back. I mean, you could make a case for either of them, but yeah. Someone has to stay here. Both go.
Yeah, because we need to get a little bit more. And you know, we have to figure out how to get more out of those positions late in that lineup.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, for sure, and they haven't, but they've been able to overcome it. They're 11-8 after the win yesterday, in part, a huge part, because of Sanchez. All right, 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94-Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94-Octane will do your car 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot left to do on the show today. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock coming up an hour from now. We will check in with you people. We have a new special Friday thing that we're developing here we'll get to as well. But we also have this great prize to give away, a four-pack of tickets to the sold-out Eagles 2025 draft party at the Link, presented by Lincoln Financial Group, next Thursday, April 24th at 7 p.m. We're looking for your most creative, best go-to egg dishes as we're a couple days away from Easter. Let's get back to the conversation on AJ, and would you trade him for a top-five pick? Again, if you just hopped in, there's a lot of smoke that's been out there. Matthew Berry, after the combine, said the Patriots called the Eagles about the availability of AJ. Patriots obviously have a top-10 pick. They have the top-four pick. And then yesterday, Howard Eskin said he had heard there was some chatter around AJ and conversations maybe with a top-10 pick on the other side. So that's where we're at. Hugh and I would both do it. AJ for a top-five pick. Would you? Rob in Delco is up. Hey, Rob.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, listen. I love Scott Fransky, but he's out of his mind, Joe.
About? I'll text him and tell him. What did he say?
About center field. I mean, they're gonna make it work? I mean, come on. What the hell are we doing here? I mean, I love Fransky. Don't get me wrong. But you can disagree with people you love, Hugh. You know what I mean?
No, you definitely can. This is you and Kyle every day.
So Scott, so Rob, you could disagree. he may be right that they're going to try to make it work. It doesn't mean we have to agree they should. But he might be right that we're just going to see a lot of Rojas and Marsh the next couple of months, even if we don't want to.
Marcel, there's nothing they can do. They can't get anybody in a trade. I mean, anybody. I don't care what they do. It's not going to work, Joe. It's 110% you would agree it's not going to work. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. I mean, I've resigned myself to the fact that if it's just Rojas and Marsh, they're going to have bottom of baseball kind of production out of center field, bottom three or four. Yeah.
What are we doing? We want to compete with the Dodgers, and this is what we're doing. I mean, I just don't get it. You know what I mean? They'll get the money. The people will show up, concessions and parking and all that, right? They'll get their money. So I don't understand why they're going to make us suffer through 2 or 3 months.
Well, they boxed. If they don't think Crawford's ready, they've boxed themselves into a corner now, at least until someone will trade him something. All right, Rob, what are you thinking on the AJ situation?
All right, listen, Kyle, disagree with me. If we can get up to 2 or 3, I would do it. We can't do it for, the fifth pick. If we can get to 2 or 3, Joe, I would do it. But no, it's got to be the second pick. Because you can't even do it for the third pick. There's no guarantee he'll be there in the third pick.
So who do you want? You want Carter or Hunter?
Yeah, I'd go Carter. If we can we keep number 32, or we have to give that up in the mix?
Oh no, Hugh and I are keeping 32.
Yeah, we're keeping in this hypothetical. Yeah. We're keeping 32.
We're just trying to get up to top five.
All right, from that hypothetical, we could take they're probably a good guy at 32, right? We could go wide out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would do it. if we can get the number 2, boys. I'm all about. I told you, I love my mother, but I would trade my mother for the number 2 pick. You know what I mean? Like I'll do whatever.
I'd trade your mother too.
Yeah. but not AJ. You trade his mom, but not AJ. Yeah.
I would trade your father, Kyle. How's that sound when he called up on the radio? You know what I mean?
I'd trade your dad and me.
Yeah, he's a good caller, actually. We could keep that coming. Rob, what do you got for us for your egg dish? What are you thinking?
Now, if somebody said this, excuse me, but Hugh, sometimes people can get too nuts. I'm all about simple. I tried this for the first time. Scrambled eggs with ketchup on it.
You tried it for the first time? What do you mean? Like the ketchup part, or it's just...
No. Like I tried the first time when I was a kid. And
I get it. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, like, to keep it simple. Scrambled eggs with ketchup on it. I think it's
sometimes simple works, Rob. Rob will get you in the mix. Scrambled eggs and ketchup. So I've moved off of ketchup.
I've grown out of ketchup, too.
There's a lot of sugar in ketchup, too,
I'm out.
Every adult at one point should outgrow ketchup.
Now, but that combination does work. Scrambled eggs and ketchup works. But I don't usually do it anymore. I'm more a hot sauce guy.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs, hot sauce. What do you put on your scrambled eggs when you splurge?
Nothing.
Yeah, just season them good.
Yeah, season them real. Yeah, that's it.
You don't need anything, but I do like a little hot sauce.
Maybe I'll put a little sour cream in there.
You could do that.
Yeah.
You're right on that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You don't eat like anything, though.
No, I just like to eat my eggs plain.
Salt and pepper,
I've gotten
at least?
To the point. I've gotten to the point now where I can eat my French fries plain. I don't need ketchup on my French fries.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I'd rather eat them plain than with ketchup.
Yeah, I can eat them plain. Now.
They're best with mayo, though.
I'll do it, but it's not my go-to. But I like
trust.
That.
Trust.
Trust what?
That they're good with mayo.
Oh, I
that's trust. How they eat them in Europe, man.
I'm
in
with Europe. You on that.
Yeah. I mean, in Europe, though.
Well, but that's where they came from.
Saying, we are saying. Clearly not in Europe.
Yeah, we
know that's obvious. Gino's in Philly. Hey, Gino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's Gino, up, what's man? Up?
Big fella, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
All right, listen, I got to be with Kyle. You can't trade AJ for the fifth pick. It's not possible. He's proven. You're going to draft somebody that's not proven yet, and you can't take that risk.
But under that premise,
you take a risk every year.
Yeah,
you do that every draft.
Wouldn't you never trade a player for a pick then?
Not AJ Brown. I mean, he's too valuable for our team. I understand he had an off year this year, but I mean, the dude's a stud. He's a
nobody's disputing that. But listen to this, Gino. Just think about this for a minute. Just think about this for a minute. Close your eyes if you're not driving, and think about having Abdul Carter.
I'm closing my eyes.
And Jalen Carter. On this defensive line.
Wow.
You know what that echoes me? Like, just hypothetically, that I see shades of Jerome Brown and Reggie White.
Ooh.
I'm just saying that. I know because a lot of people get mad because when I said last year, a couple years ago, when Jalen Carter looked like Jerome Brown, oh, that's too early. What do he look like now?
That.
He looks like Jerome Brown.
So just close your eyes. Think about that for
close a minute.
So you mean to tell me he took a few years to become a great
player? No, but I'm just saying.
Okay, but what if you traded AJ Brown for like a TJ Watt or a Myles Garrett? Like in
a little bit older. But here, check this out though, Gino. This would be Jalen Carter's third season, right? This is only Abdul Carter's first, so we're gonna have them for at least 5 years.
Yep, at a cheap price.
So,
you know, I get your idea, and your idea would probably keep them having a better chance to win the Super Bowl next year because those guys are in their prime. But it doesn't fix the money issue. Like the Eagles have some money.
Fix the future either.
Right. This would help with the money, and it would help with the future. Would it make them worse next year? Yeah, probably. Probably a little bit. I mean, I think that's part of the equation. All right, Gino, what do you got for us? Your egg dish.
Eggs in purgatory.
Eggs in purgatory? I don't know what that is.
You know what that is?
No.
Okay, you take eggs and you cook them in tomato sauce in like a frying pan or in a casserole.
Okay.
And you just crack the egg and you put a lid on it and you leave the eggs inside the tomato sauce.
I mean, it sounds like something I would like to eat. We'll look that up.
Eggs gently nestled in a herby, garlicky tomato sauce with just enough spice. My eggs in purgatory recipe is quick and delicious. One pan brunch meal you can whip up.
Why are you reading? It's like you're reading the blog post.
I am reading the blog post, as a matter of fact.
No.
All you need
I think it looks good.
Is a can of tomatoes, a few seasonings, and some fresh eggs.
Mm.
what is the.
It's the music and the reading. It's a lot, actually.
It's Friday, man. This Friday is going to be warm today.
Yeah, it's flying by too, man. It's almost beer o'clock.
It's not necessarily sundress season, but it is Lululemon.
Season. So Kyle said this first, but now after dealing with him, I'm going to need a few beers after the show. It is almost beer o'clock.
We're screaming for a few beers this weekend, buddy.
I need some gummies.
Yeah, well, I need quite a few. 215-592-9494. So I was thinking as I looked at the recipe, I wanted to make this, but after listening to you read it
was a little creepy.
It's not as appetizing anymore. All right, back to your phone calls with AJ Brown next. Would you trade him for a top five pick? Hugh and I, yes. Kyle's screaming at us, no. All right. Plus, we don't usually do this with rivals, but I'm going to extend an olive branch up to New York. Actually, our fellow Midday Show, the Midday Show up in New York, one of their hosts, he was angry, like I sometimes get angry, about a contract not going well early on. So I'm going to offer something. I have something. I haven't used it here in a while, but if he wants to use it, he's more than welcome. I'm going to offer an olive branch to a host up in New York. You'll hear that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.